episode 2740, What's Possible Tomorrow.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. What dream are you going to make come true today? What is your head start onto your goals? Today, it's all about you and your journey, where you're headed, and where you want to go. And ultimately, are you purpose-driven? What's possible tomorrow? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So I got to ask you this. Are you in competition with yourself or with others? Leaning into your journey prepares today and makes a way for what's possible tomorrow. Go after what's yours to win. I mean, because who doesn't want to win? And who doesn't want to win in life? Every day we wake up with the drive to make it a great day. If you constantly question your steps and what you're doing in life, you'll always be at the starting line. You, my friend, are created for more. So why not go out? Go for it. Don't sit there and just always second guess. Yes, you've got a plan. Yes, you've got to make sure there's resources. Yes, you have to make sure it's the right season of life that you're in to do what you want to do. There are some extenuating circumstances that you have to consider, but you have to know that it's yours to win. And so you have to go after that. So you know me in sports, right? Well, the Wimbledon Gentlemen's Championship was yesterday. Nick Kyrgios and Novak Djokovic played for the sought-after trophy. Even the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge was present. Well, when I think about that, this is a coveted honor that any professional tennis player wants to win, right? I mean, if you were a professional tennis player, wouldn't you want that beautiful trophy? If you haven't seen it, Google it. It is absolutely gorgeous. Well, how do you think Kyrgios and Djokovic woke up yesterday? Do you think they woke up saying, yeah, I got this match? Or do you think they woke up and said, yeah, I'm not gonna lose this match. And if I do, well, no big deal. No. I know one thing for sure. They did not wake up and say they're going to lose the match. That wasn't in their vocabulary, nor was it in their mind. Why would you go down the road where you knew the outcome would not benefit you whatsoever? You just wouldn't. So why do you do it now? Why are you going down that road that says, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to win at this, but I guess I'll just keep trying. You can't do that. You've got to get yourself over that hump. Why do you talk yourself out of everything that you knew less than 12 hours ago that you wanted to do? If you keep running all over yourself, you will never get to the finish line, let alone even start. You'll just keep pressing ahead, putting out the fires of the day. Who wants to do that? I mean, unless if you're a fireman, yeah, that's not what you signed up for in life. So instead of staying too close to what you know, do what you were born to do, stay in your lane, and play your own game. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Stay in your lane. You got to play the game. Now, in order to accomplish that, you have to recognize that there is a power struggle. And I don't know if you kind of understand where I'm coming from, so let me just explain it to you. The power struggle comes from comparison. You must learn to play your own game. Kyrgios, right, the tennis player, had to play his own game. Djokovic had to do the same and play his game. Who cares how much noise others are crying out around you? And if you watch the match, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You got to stay in your lane and play your game. It's not about the other players. You have a plan and you need to execute that plan. So how do you stay in your own lane? Number one, stay grounded in your journey. This is so important. Most of what you want in life begins in your mind. What you will conceive, what you think about, right? You'll believe. What you think about, you bring about. Djokovic had a dream since he saw Sampras win at Wimbledon when he was about 4 years old. He went and asked his parents to buy him a tennis racket. That was the beginning of his dream coming true. But he had to continue the work and stay grounded in where he was headed. He didn't get sidetracked over the newest and greatest ideas. He stuck to what he loved and continues on that journey today. It was interesting, by the way, he did win Wimbledon, number 21 for him now, as to Grand Slam titles. Incredible. This was his number 7 win at Wimbledon. He has won the last 4 times. Incredible, right? I mean, just amazement there. One of the questions that was asked of him was, why do you keep playing tennis? He's got 21 Grand Slams under his belt, let alone all the other ATP, you know, conferences and all that he goes and plays and wins at. But those big ones count for something. And 21, well, there's only one better, and that's Rafa Nadal. And he's at 22. So when you look at that, the question was, is why do you keep doing what you're doing? And it was simply because I love hitting a tennis ball. And you could just tell when he was talking, it took him back to when he was 4 years old and how watching Sampras on the grass court win at Wimbledon. And there his dream began. Little did he know that he would be where he is today. It didn't come by accident. It didn't come by coincidence. It came with hard work, determination, consistency. And he stayed grounded in his journey. He didn't worry about anybody else's. He's beat plenty of players in his lifetime playing tennis, of which he's still playing. But he kept to his journey, his plan, what God had in store for him, not anybody else's. So stay grounded in your journey. Number 2, wear your blinders. Talk about comparison, right? You are not asked to live someone else's life. Concentrate on what you are seeing. Don't fret about what everyone else is doing. Blinders provide focus and keep your direction on task. So you got to take aim and go after what you want on your journey. It also makes a decision of what to do next very simple. You don't have to sit there and wonder. You don't have to contemplate. You may have to organize and maybe change a few things, or maybe you have to press pause for a moment because it's not the season that you need to be in, or, you know, maybe a child was born, or you got a divorce, or the marriage was on the rocks. Whatever it is in your life, you went back to school, right? To get your degree, to get a graduate degree. Whatever it is for you, you've got to put blinders on. This is your life to live, not my life to live your life. It's not right, because that's just going to be wrong and it's not going to sit right with me. So you shouldn't have to want to live my life, nor should I ever want to live your life. We have got to live our own journey. And in order to do that, we have to wear blinders, because otherwise we get caught up in what? The Joneses. We're always comparing. You can say that's just the fall of humanity when it comes to us being human beings. We look side to side. Stop it. Stay focused. Go for what you were created to do. Stay grounded in your journey, wear your blinders, and finally, number 3, I love this one, capitalize on the present. What you do now matters most. Yes, you can prepare for the future, but remember this, your today was your future yesterday. So don't look backward and forward too often. Capitalize on the present. Do what you were born to do and create your now. Allow yourself to explore and enjoy your journey without causing unnecessary chaos or great pause, right? You don't need to sit there and fall into the excuses. Don't keep filling that excuse basket. It's time to burn it. It's time to get rid of it. And if you are pressing pause, then be okay pressing pause. Don't make an excuse because you are pressing pause. There is a different, it's a different mindset. And you have to look at life and say, you know what? I am created for more. I know I'm supposed to do this. And you know what? If it doesn't happen this year, It's okay if it doesn't happen for another 10 years. I'm still going after it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So let me ask you this. Are you wandering into someone else's lane? You know, when you're just kind of off track, or you look at your phone, or you change the station. Oh, wait, we don't have radio stations anymore, right? It's all about playlists. So maybe you don't have a toggle on your steering wheel, and you go to reach, and the next thing you know, you're kind of wandering into someone else's lane. Why? It's dangerous. It's not your lane to be in. Stay in your lane. And if you are that person who's wandering, what you really want to answer the question to is this: how can you turn and go in your direction? How can you get back in your lane? How can you stay the course? How can you say, yeah, this is my game to win? Just like Kyrgios and Djokovic, they came out both wanting to win, but there was still only one winner. But let me tell you, they both showed up knowing that they could win. Because otherwise, why show up? The same thing goes for when we wake up, when we first open up our eyes. Are you telling yourself you can't win today? Are you telling yourself it's a Monday? So, it's going to be a bad day, so I'm not going to win. So, well, then why are you getting out of bed? I mean, seriously. And then why get out of bed on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday, and then you repeat all over again? Talk about crazy. Yeah. Think about what you want in your life. What is it? What are you going after? And it doesn't have to be career related. It can be. A lot of it is more purpose and passion driven. When we get to a certain age in life, we're like, okay, I'm paying my bills. I've got a beautiful family. Now what's next? And it's like, well, I want more out of my life. That more comes from, why was I created? What's my lockdown? What's my special key? Why did God create me? And you find that, and then you find this interest, which develops into a purpose, which then is, wow, you've got these feelings that are so passionate, you can't let it go. What is it for you? Maybe you want to run for your local government office. Great, go for it. Don't be afraid to say, oh, you know what? I haven't lived here too long, or, well, I've lived here way too long. Why haven't I tried this before? It's not about that. It's about making a decision as to where you are. And if you feel called to do something, if you say, this I know for sure that I have been preparing myself for since, well, I can't remember, but I'm going after it. Why not go after your passion? Why not go after your vision so you can live out your mission, so you can impact the world that you touch? You matter, my friend. What you do, the hands that you touch, the hearts that you heal, the stories that you share, it all creates an incredible impact across the world. You don't just change one life, because with that one life change, there are many more that come in contact with that one life, and then that one life, and then that one life. It adds up. It's called the ripple effect. Why not allow yourself to be a part of the ripple effect? If God created you for more, why hold back? Right? Don't let comparison steer you out of your lane. Stay in your lane and play your own game. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.